listeners, welcome to the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the world. This is Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. This afternoon we will talk about Saint Meera, her unflinching devotion to Lord Krishna and how her songs have influenced deeply the Bhakti movement in India and more. Stay tuned. Now, before we go on to talk about Meera's bhakti, let us listen to our beloved Bhagwan, where on the Ladies' Day of 1999, he spoke on the significance of bhakti and how it leads us to the goal of the Atmic Principle.
Laukika vishayam paina unnatundi vishwasamu aadhyatmika tattvam paina vishwasam abhirudhi kavatam ledu.
You are not increasing your faith in spiritual things, but you are going down towards the material things.
Bhakti bhavamu kante veru bhavamu ledu.
There's nothing beyond devotion.
Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti.
Devotion, devotion,
devotion. Bhakti.
Bha and ti, that are the two words.
Bhakti anetvantidi, bhakaram pradhanamaitvantidi.
In bhakti, bhaka
is... Adiye kanti swarupamu.
That is luster.
Adiye velugu swarupamu.
That is luminosity.
Adiye prakanta swarupamu.
That is illumination.
Bha anetvanti kanti nunchi, ti anetvanti.
From bha you get the ti.
ఆ భక్తినిగా ఆ కాంతిని ఆకర్షించేటువంటి శక్తి.
దట్ విచ్ అట్రాక్ట్స్ దిస్ లస్టర్ అండ్ హ్యూమన్.
భక్తి నుండి శక్తి.
అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ భక్తి యు గెట్ ద శక్తి.
శక్తి అనగా శారీర మానసిక ఆధ్యాత్మిక శక్తులు మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే శక్తి.
బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ సోల్ దట్ ఈ
అనేటువంటి సమానంగానే ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద స్త్రీ.
భక్తి శక్తి.
భక్తి శక్తి.
ఈ రెండింటి ద్వారా రక్తి, ప్రపంచకు సంబంధమైన రక్తి.
అండ్ దెన్ బిట్వీన్ దట్ యు గెట్ రక్తి.
ఈ ప్రపంచ సంబంధమైన రక్తిలో మనం మునిగి తేలటం చేత విరక్తి.
గెటింగ్ ఇమర్స్డ్ ఇన్ వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్
కొంతకాలంలో ఈ ప్రపంచం మనం విరక్తిగా చూస్తుంది.
సమ్టైమ్స్ వి గెట్ దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ రినన్సియేషన్.
అప్పుడే దైవ రక్తి ఎక్కుతుంది.
ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ యు గెట్ డిస్గస్టెడ్ విత్ ద వరల్డ్ దేర్ ఇస్ గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్.
అప్పుడే భగవంతుడు మనకు భక్తి కూడాను అందిస్తాడు.
దట్ గాడ్ గివ్స్ us the way to go.
భక్తి చేత దేహంను కాపాడుకొని దైవ రక్తిని మనం పొందాలి.
So you've got to go towards this goal and then
taravadane deeni valane mukti anetundi labhyam avutundi.
There is something called bhukti.
Kanukane talli garbham nundi vachinatundi ee yokka shakti sambandhamainatundi mahadavata dehamu mukti varaku deeni prayanam saginchali.
So the man has got to take the journey right from the mother's womb till he attains the atmic principle.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Bhagwan reminds us there is nothing beyond devotion. And what better example than Saint Meera, whose life breath was Giridhari himself. Interestingly, when we look at history, there is a lot of debate on the precise life story of this great saint, and there are quite many versions. However, they all unanimously shed light on Mother Meera's fearless disregard for social and family conventions, her devotion to Krishna or Giridhari, as she fondly called him, and how she personified him as her beloved and husband. So to keep away from the inconsistencies in history, we will look briefly at the main points in her life, which in themselves tell us of Mother Meera's devotion. Now, few believe she was born in the late 15th century, while few others proclaim it was the early 16th century in the state of Rajasthan. On the 18th of August 1968, Swami, in his discourse, tells us how little Meera developed her love for Krishna. Swami says, and I quote, "Meera asked her mother as a tiny girl, 'Mother, we are playing a game. The other girls have all given out the names of the man each will wed. Who will be my husband? Tell me, I must tell them his name.' When she prodded her for some time, the mother pointed towards the altar and blurted out, 'This Giridhari installed in this shrine, he is your husband. Now go.' From then on, little Meera dedicated herself to the Lord Giridhari. And from that moment, saw everywhere at all times only his complexion and compassion." And Swami concludes by saying, "The body is the bridegroom for the life principle, which is the bride. This is the wedlock in every life." Now, before we go further into her life story, Let us listen to one of Mother Meera's famous songs, Mere To Giridhar Gopal. And the meaning of this song goes thus. Gopala the cowherd, the holder of the mountain is mine. No one else. My master wears the peacock feathers in his crown and holds the conch, discus and the mace. He has the garland of lotus on his neck. I have no father, no mother, relatives or brothers. I have broken family ties. Who can do anything? I have spoken of my love through my tears. Servant Meera has fallen in love with the Lord. He is now mine. Gopala is mine. No one else.
मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई जाके सिर मोर मुकुट मेरो पति सोई जाके सिर मोर मुकुट मेरो पति सोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई शंख चक्र गदा पदुम शंख चक्र गदा पदुम कंठ माला कोई शंख चक्र गदा पदुम कंठ माला कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई कोई कहे कारो कोई कहे गोरो कोई कहे कारो कोई कहे गोरो दियो है अखियां को कोई कहे हलको कोई कहे भारो कोई कहे हलको कोई कहे भार दियो है तराजू तुम मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरो न कोई कोई कहे छाने कोई कहे छवने कोई कहे छाने कोई कहे छवने लियो है बजंता ढो तन का गहना सब कुछ दीना तन का गहना में सब कुछ दीना लिया बाजू बंद खोल मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरों न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरों न कोई दासी मेरा प्रभु लगना दासी मेरा प्रभु लगना मेरा मेरा दासी मेरा प्रभु लगना लागी अब मोही मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरों न कोई मेरे तो गिरधर गोपाल दूसरों न कोई दूसरों न कोई दूसरों न कोई.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about Sant Mirabai in today's episode. And as most of us know, when Meera grew older, she was married to Prince Bhoj of Mewat. Now, Mirabai's new family, clouded with illusion, viewed her intense devotion as a problem, something which they thought needed eradication. Now, this drove her in-laws trying many a times to execute her, like sending a basket with a snake instead of flowers. But each time, with the munificent grace of the Lord, she is protected, and the snake miraculously became a Krishna idol, or how few versions say, it became a garland of flowers. Even another time, when Mother Meera was asked to drown herself, she happily agrees, but despite her effort, she finds herself floating on water. Though the accounts may be varied, one can see how the essence of Mother Meera's life centers on unsullied devotion to the Love Supreme. Let's now listen to a clip from a discourse that our beloved Bhagwan gave in 1983, where he shares a significant incident from Mother Meera's life. Not only that, our beloved Lord himself sings a beautiful Meera bhajan and explains its deeper meaning.
ఒకనొక సమయం లోపల మీరా నిరంతరము గిరిధర గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల అని పాడుతున్నాడు.
మీరా వాస్ సింగింగ్ సింగ్ గిరిధర గోపాల.
కానీ మహారాణా కోపం వచ్చింది.
రాణా వాస్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ.
అతని అభిష్టానికి ఈమె కొంతవరకు లొంగలేదు.
షీఈస్ యాక్టింగ్ అగెన్స్ట్ హిస్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్.
ఎప్పుడు చూసినా గాని సర్వకాల సర్వావస్థలు ఎందుకు కృష్ణనామంనే చింతిస్తూ ఉంటుంది.
అట్ ఆల్ ప్లేసెస్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ షీ హాస్ బీన్ చాంటింగ్ కృష్ణాస్ నేమ్.
ఆ కోపం చేత భరించుకోలేక
out of fury of anger
tana koppu batti bayataki yirchi talupu vesesadu mandiraniki.
She caught hold of her hair and she has driven out of the temple.
Tachchane konchu shock vachindi paapam.
Immediately she was shocked.
Ayyo Krishna ninnu vadali povatama yeletta sadhyam avutundi nenu undaleni ninnu vadali ani kontha baadha padindi.
She felt so sad saying Krishna can I leave you.
Tachchane
I can go.
Bhagavantudu sarvatra undetundi vaadu.
God is everywhere.
Krishna amara dhil tumara mandir.
My heart is your temple.
ఈ టెంపుల్ కాదు.
Not this temple.
ఈ టెంపుల్ మహారాణా కట్టాడు.
This temple is built by Maharana.
నీవే కట్టావు నా హృదయం అనే టెంపుల్.
Whereas the temple of my heart is
built by you. Permanent.
The temple you built is permanent.
దాన్ని నువ్వు వదలడానికి వీలు కాదు.
You cannot give up my.
కాబట్టి నా యొక్క టెంపుల్ అదే.
So that's my temple.
చెల్లురేమున్ చెల్లురేమున్ గంగా జమునా తీర్ చెల్లురేమున్.
Let the mind travel towards the place of merger of Ganga and Yamuna.
ee prayaga ku neeku ticket book post cheskodu lekapothe ticket petti reservation cheskodu ticket.
Don't purchase a ticket and reserve your ticket to prayaga.
Ganga Yamuna teer
the place of merger of Ganga and
Yamuna. Uchvasa nichvasamulu rendu oka mukkuto teesukotam oka mukkuto vadatamu ide eela pingala annaru.
Inhalation and exhalation are the two processes.
ఈ ఈడా పింగళకు భూమధ్య స్థానమే కుంభకము అన్నారు.
For these two ఈడా పింగళ
ప్రయాగా మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే ప్రయాగా.
The place of merger is prayaga.
Ganga భక్తి.
Ganga is devotion.
Yamuna నానం ఒక కర్మ.
Yamuna is action.
అంతర్వాహిని అనే సరస్వతి ఈ యొక్క లోపల భూమధ్య స్థానము.
సో ద ఇన్నర్ కరెంట్ సరస్వతి,
గంగా యమున సరస్వతి యొక్క మూడింటి యొక్క ఏక స్థానము భూమధ్య స్థానము.
ఆల్ ది త్రీ అట్ ద సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫోర్.
అక్కడ ఉన్నావు నీవు.
దేర్ యు ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్.
గంగా యమున తీర్ చెల్లో రేమను.
ఓ మైండ్ ట్రావెల్ టు దట్ ప్లేస్.
గంగా యమున నిర్మల పాని. ఇవి రెండు ఎక్కడ ఉంటున్నాయి? నిర్మలమైన జలంగా ఉంటుంది.
ద వాటర్ ఆఫ్ గంగా యమున ఆర్ ప్యూర్.
అంతేకాదు, శీతల చెల్లో రేమను గంగా యమున తీర్.
ఓ మైండ్ ట్రావెల్ టు దట్ ప్లేస్ గంగా యమున.
మోరమకుట పీతాంబర శోభే కుండల రజత శరీర్ చెల్లో రేమన్ చెల్లో రేమన్ గంగా జమున తీర్.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ ప్లీడింగ్ విత్ ద మైండ్ సో దట్ ఇట్ మై ట్రావెల్ టు దట్ ప్లేస్. Go there.
మరొక చోటు నీకు వెళ్ళవద్దు.
Don't go anywhere.
అది కూడా ఎక్కడ ఉంది?
Where is it?
నీలోనే ఉంది.
It is within you.
బయట ప్రపంచం కాదు.
It's not the
బయట ప్రదేశం కాదు.
Outer place.
దైవమంతా కూడాను నీ హృదయమునందే నిండి ఉంటున్నది.
God is in your heart.
అయితే
however
అతన్ని ప్రత్యక్షంగా నీవు దేహరీతిగా నీవు అనుభవించినప్పుడు దాని యొక్క ఆనందం నీకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
If you experience him, see him directly, you'll be happy.
పుస్తకంలో రాస్తుంటారు, మైసూర్ పాక్ జిలాబాన్ జిలేబీ బర్ఫీ అనేటువంటి అంతా రాస్తుంటారు.
దేర్ యూ ఫైండ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద బుక్స్.
చదివినప్పుడు నీకు రుచి కనిపించదు.
వెన్ యూ రీడ్ యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ద టేస్ట్.
కానీ అదే మైసూర్ పాక్ గులాబ్ జామ్ బర్ఫీ తీసుకుని వస్తే మంచిగా రుచిగా కనిపిస్తుంది.
బట్ ది సేమ్ స్వీట్స్ వెన్ యూ స్టార్ట్ ఈటింగ్ యూ విల్ నో ద టేస్ట్.
కనుకనే నా ఎందే ఉంటున్నదని భావంతో పోతే ఈ మాధుర్యం తెలీదు.
సో
ఆ భావస్వరూపుడైన భగవంతుతో నీవు ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవించినప్పుడు అదే మాధుర్యంగా తెలుస్తుంది.
ఇట్స్ మియర్లీ ఎ ఫీలింగ్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ help you, it should come to your experience.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Mother Meera's poems are dedicated to Lord Krishna, the ninth avatar of Lord Vishnu in Dwapara Yuga, where she lovingly calls him as the Dark One or Giridhari, which means the one who has lifted the mountain, as he lifted Mount Govardhan with his little finger when Dwaraka had to witness the wrath of Lord Indra. Now, Meera's poems are lyrical verses where she speaks of her personal relationship with Krishna as her lover and her beloved Lord. Just as how our Bhagwan says, Sharanagati or complete surrender is the hallmark of a true devotee, her poetry characterizes just that same effervescent emotion. In one of her poems, she says, and I quote, "After making me fall for you so hard, where are you going? Until the day I see you, no repose. My life, like a fish washed on shore, flails in agony. For your sake, I will make myself a yogini. I'll hurl myself to death on the saw of Kashi. Meera's lord is the clever Giridhari, and I am his, a slave to his lotus feet." Scholars acknowledge that Meera was one of the central poets of the Bhakti movement during a very difficult period in Indian history, which was filled with Hindu-Muslim religious conflicts. Now here is another beautiful gem from our collection titled Payoji Mene, and the meaning of this lyrical beauty goes thus. "I have obtained the wealth of diamonds, that is Rama. My good teacher gave me an invaluable thing and I have made it my own. I have obtained an accumulated capital of several births after searching in the entire universe. The expenditure does not have to stop. Thieves will not rob. Day by day, the enjoyment increases. The boat is truth. The good teacher is the boatsman. I have come to cross the ocean of samsara. Meera's Lord Giridhar will be pleased. I have sung of his glory."
Payoji mene, payoji mene, Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Payoji mene, Ram Ratan Dhan payo. पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो वस्तु अमोलिक दी मारे सतगुरु वस्तु अमोलिक दी मारे सतगुरु कृपा करी अपनायो पायो जी मैंने कृपा करी अपनायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो जन्म जन्म की पूंजी पाई जन्म जन्म की 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 पूंजी पाई जग में सभी खुआयो पायो जी मैंने जग में सभी खुआयो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो ये राम रतन धन ये जो भक्ति का धन है सुमिरन का धन है भक्ति का धन है इस धन को सबसे बड़ा धन क्यों माना जाता है ऐसी कौन सी विशेषता है इस धन में जो इस धन को सबसे बड़ा धन कहा गया तो इस पंक्ति में सुनिए समझ में आ जाएगा क्यों कहा गया खर्चे ना फूटे वहां को चोर न लूटे खर्चे ना फूटे वहां को चोर न लूटे खर्चे ना फूटे वहां को चोर न लूटे दिन दिन बढ़त सवायो पायो जी मैंने दिन दिन बढ़त सवायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो ये संसार रूपी भवसागर जो हम सबको एक दिन पार करना है और इसे पार करने के तरीके संतों ने बताए एक तरीका इस पंक्ति में सत्य की नाव भवसागर पार करना हो तो लकड़ी की नाव से नहीं होगा सत्य की नाव से होगा सत्य की नाव खेवटिया सतगुरु ममरे मरे दादा दरे मरे दादा Sare marani ni 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 dani ni dani ni dani ni dani ni madan mani ni dani madan mani ni dani ni mani ni dani madan ni dani ni madan mari madan mani sare mani satki nao devatiya satguru bhavsagar tariyayo पायो जी मैंने भवसागर तरियायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो के प्रभु गिरधर नागर मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर हरख हरख जस गायूं पायो जी मैंने हरख हरख जस गायूं पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन 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 पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन राम रतन धन राम रतन धन
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the 1992 Shivratri discourse, Swami shared a poignant story of Mother Meera, where Bhagwan recalls her story while talking about the importance in chanting Lord's name. And here is that audio clip.
Pratyetanudu, anaga Valmiki, nooru kota slokamulu Ramayanam ga rachinchadu. Valmiki has written 100 crore stanzas in the form of Ramayana. ఈ శ్లోకములను ముల్లోక వాసులకు సమముగా పంచవలనని భగవంతుణ్ణి ప్రార్థించాడు. హీ ప్రే టు గాడ్ దట్ దీస్ స్టాంజాస్ విల్ బి డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ అమంగ్ 3 వరల్డ్స్ ఈక్వలీ. ఆ భక్తుని అభీష్టమును పురస్కరించుకొని ఆన్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీ ఈశ్వరుడు లోక లోకములకు 33,33,33,333 శ్లోకాలు భర్జించాడు. గాడ్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ 33 crores 33 lakhs 33,333 శ్లోకాస్ టు ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్. ఈ విధంగా 100 crore శ్లోకములు భర్జినప్పుడు ఒక్క శ్లోకం మిగిలి ఉంది. వెన్ 100 crore శ్లోకాస్ వర్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాషన్ వన్ శ్లోక వాజ్ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్. ఈ శ్లోకములో 32 అక్షరములు ఉంటున్నాయి. దేర్ వర్ 32 లెటర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక. ఈ శ్లోకమును కూడా నువ్వు ముల్లోక వాసులకు సమంగా పంచాలని దశాక్షరీ నామాన్ని 10 అక్షరములుగా ముల్లోకములకు పంచాడు. హీ వాంటెడ్ టు డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ దీస్ లెటర్స్ ఆల్సో అమంగ్ ద 3 వరల్డ్స్ 10 ఈచ్ టు 3 వరల్డ్స్ హీ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్. ఇంకా 2 అక్షరములు మాత్రమే మిగిలి ఉన్నది. దిస్ లెఫ్ట్ ఓన్లీ 2 లెటర్స్. ఈ 2 అక్షరముల నామమునే రామ హరి హర కృష్ణ సాయి అనేటువంటి రూపంలో ఏర్పడుతూ వచ్చాయి. దీస్ 2 లెటర్స్ ఆర్ రామ హరి హర సాయి కృష్ణ. ఇది ఏ లోకవాసులైనా కూడా స్మరించవచ్చు, ఏ జేసీయులైనా స్మరించవచ్చు, ఏ వ్యక్తులైనా కూడా స్మరించవచ్చు. People belonging to any world, any nation, anyone can chant this name.
ఇది ఏ తెగకు ఏ మతములకు ఏ కులములకు సంబంధించినటువంటిది కాదు.
దిస్ పర్టికులర్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది
మానవుడు.
ఇట్ కెన్ ఫిల్
ప్రేమ గల మానవుడు.
ఎనీ మ్యాన్ హూ హ్యాస్
ఈ పవిత్రమైన యొక్క నామమును స్మరించటంలో ఏమాత్రం కూడా దోషము లేదు.
హూ హ్యాస్ ఎ హార్ట్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఎ లవ్ can chant this name without any hesitation whatsoever.
ఈ నామము యొక్క ప్రభావం చేతనే విషము కూడాను అమృతంగా మారిపోయింది.
The impact and the effect of this name is that it can turn even poison into nectar.
పవిత్రమైన చరిత్రలు యందు మీరా చరిత్ర కూడాను మీరు చదివి ఉండవచ్చు.
You must have studied in the history a story.
ఆమె మహారాణి.
She was a queen.
ఆమెకి ఎట్టి భేదము కాని అహంకారం కాని అభిమానము లేకుండా ఎందరి మగవారి మధ్యయినను ఎందరి రాజుల మధ్యయినను కృష్ణుని ప్రార్థించుకుంటూ గానం చేసుకుంటూ తన యొక్క ప్రార్థనను మైమరిచి పాడుతూ వచ్చింది.
వితౌట్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎనీ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో అటాచ్మెంట్ ప్రైడ్ ఆర్ అరోగెన్స్ షీ యూజ్డ్ టు సింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
దేహాభిమానము కల తన మరది రాణి అయినటువంటి మీరా పరపురుషుల మధ్య చేరి ఇంత విచ్చలవిడిగా పాడుతూ ఈ విధమైన స్వేచ్ఛను అనుభవిస్తున్నదని ఒక విధమైన అభిమానం చేత అతనిలో ఒక ద్వేషం ఏర్పడింది.
హర్ బ్రదర్ ఇన్ లా హూ వాస్ సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బాడీ కాన్షియస్ ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్ ఫెల్ట్ దట్ మీరాష్ ఈజ్ మూవింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మెన్ సింగింగ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఫియర్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిజైర్.
సర్వాభిమానంలో త్యజించినటువంటిది మీరా.
మీరా వాజ్ వన్ హు హాడ్ గివెన్ అప్ ఆల్
సర్వాభిమానములతో కూడినటువంటి వాడు మరది.
బ్రదర్ ఇన్ లా వాజ్ వన్ హూ వాజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్ అండ్
భక్తికి అభిమానం ఏమిటి, మమకారం ఏమిటి?
ఫర్ డివోషన్ ఇట్ డజంట్ నో ఎనీ అటాచ్మెంట్.
భగవత్ త్యాగములకు పూనుకున్నటువంటి వ్యక్తికి అభిమాన మమకార అహంకారములు ఏమాత్రం కూడా ఉండకూడదు.
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ డివోషన్ టు ద లార్డ్ విల్ నాట్ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో.
అతి పవిత్రమైన యొక్క తత్వమును గుర్తించుకోలేనటువంటి మరది.
బ్రదర్ ఇన్ లా హూ కుడ్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజ్ సచ్ ఎ సేక్రెడ్ ఫీలింగ్
తన కులమునకు, తమ జాతికి, తమ రాజ్యమునకే అవమానం కలిగిస్తున్నదని, అటువంటి స్త్రీ ఉండకూడదని పాలలో విషం కలిపి ఆమెకు అందించాడు.
హి ఫెల్ట్ దట్ షీ వాజ్ గెటింగ్ ఎ బ్యాడ్ నేమ్ టు ద నేషన్, టు ద ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ టు ఎవ్రీ వన్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ హర్. హీ మిక్స్డ్ పాయిజన్ టు ద మిల్క్ అండ్ గేవ్ దట్ టు మీరా.
హృదయమునే అర్పించినటువంటి యొక్క మీరా తాను పుచ్చుకునేటువంటి సమస్త పదార్థములు కూడా కృష్ణునికి అర్పితం చేసే అది ప్రసాదముగా తాను స్వీకరించేటువంటి అలవాటు.
Meera, who had offered her heart itself to Krishna, had the habit of offering anything to Krishna before she partakes.
ఈ యొక్క క్షీరమును కృష్ణునికి అర్పితం చేసినప్పుడు ఆ క్షీరములో ఉండేటువంటి విషమంతా కూడాను కృష్ణుడు చేర్చుకుని పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి యొక్క క్షీరమును మీరాకు అందించాడు.
When this milk was offered to Krishna, Krishna accepted all the poison in the milk and made the milk pure and made Meera drink it.
పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భక్తి ప్రపత్తులలో ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క మహత్తరమైనటువంటి శక్తిని, జగత్తునకు చాటే నిమిత్తము, నామమునందుండేటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యమైనటువంటి తేజస్సును, ప్రభావమును ప్రజలకు బోధించే నిమిత్తము ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆదర్శాన్ని మీరా అందిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
మీరా అండర్వెంట్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డెమోన్స్ట్రేట్ ది పవర్ అండ్ పొటెన్సీ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్, హౌ ఇట్ కెన్ సేవ్ పీపుల్, వాట్ స్ప్లెండర్, వాట్ పవర్ దిస్ నేమ్ హ్యాస్.
నామం ఎక్కడ నుంచి వచ్చినది?
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking today about the Indian saint Mirabai in this episode of Love to Love. And we just listened to our beloved Bhagwan talk about her. Well, it is needless to say how he deeply loved Meera Bhajans. There have been many an occasion when our beloved Swami had asked singers and students alike to sing her songs so that he may enjoy the soul-stirring love melody of his devotee all over again. No wonder our Lord says, the Lord is as close to the devotee is close to the Lord. With the case of Mother Meera, it has proven to be true even across different yugas. Well, here is Anup Jalota singing another beautiful Meera Bhajan.
Aisi lagi lagan Meera ho gayi magan. सारे गा पा धा पा मा धा पा सारे गा पा धा पा मा धा पा धा पा धा मा धा पा गा धा पा गा रे गा धा पा गा रे सनी रे सनी पानी रे मा पा धा पा गा रे निधरे 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 निधसा है आंख वो है आंख वो जो शाम का दर्शन किया करे है शीश जो प्रभु चरण में वंदन किया करे बेकार वो मुख है बेकार वो मुख है जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में बेकार वो मुख है जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में मुख वो है जो हरि नाम का सुमिरन किया करे
हीरे मोती से नहीं शोभा है हाथ की, है हाथ जो भगवान का पूजन किया करे। मरकर भी अमर नाम है उस जीव का जग में, प्रभु प्रेम में बलिदान जो जीवन किया करे। ऐसी लागी लगन ऐसी लागी लगन ऐसी लागी लगन लागी लागी रे लगन लागी लागी रे लगन ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन वो तो गली 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 हरि गुण गाने लगी ऐसी लागी लगन नीरा हो गई मगन ऐसी लागी लगन नीरा हो गई मगन वो तो गली गली हरि गुण गाने लगी महलों में पली बन के जोगन चली महलों में पली बन के जोगन चली मीरा रानी दीवानी कहने लगी ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन वो तो गली 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 हरि गुण गाने लगी ऐसी लागी लगन कोई रोके नहीं कोई टोके नहीं मीरा गोविंद गोपाल गाने लगी कोई रोके नहीं कोई टोके नहीं मीरा गोविंद गोपाल गाने लगी बैठी संतों के संग रंगी मोहन के रंग मीरा प्रेमी प्रीतम को मनाने लगी वो तो गली गली हरि गुण गाने लगी ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन वो तो गली 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 हरि गुण गाने लगी बंदे जोगन चली मीरा रानी दीवानी कहाने लगी ऐसी लगी लगन राणा ने विष दिया मानो अमृत पिया राणा ने विष दिया मानो अमृत दिया सानी रानी धबा 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 रानी बरानी 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 दंग 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 मीरा सागर में सरिता समाने लगी दुख लाखों सहे मुख से गोविंद कहे मीरा गोविंद गोपाल गाने लगी वो तो गली गली हरि गुण गाने लगी। लगे ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन वो तो गली गली हरी गुनी गाने लगी मैं तुम्हें बली बन के जुगन चली मीरा रानी दीवानी गाने लगी ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन।
Welcome back, dear listeners. On the 11th of May 2006, during a Atrayi session, our beloved Bhagwan asked of the bhajan group singer, Brother Kaustubh Bhare, who was a student of Swami's music college then, to sing a Meera Bhajan. Even as Brother Kaustubh closed his eyes and sang the alap in the Darbari Rag, our Bhagwan joined in and even asked other singers to pitch in. And as the bhava resonated in the air, one could see why our beloved Swami always tells us that devotion is God's only weakness. He was completely lost in the song. Several times we could have found ourselves wonder, does Bhagwan think of us? Here was Meera's life proven by example wherein our Bhagwan, the one beyond space and time, was still reflecting on his devotee's love with as much love. Truly, such devotion is what he seeks from us. We will now listen to an excerpt from an earlier interview I had with Brother Kaustubh, wherein he talks about this particular Meera Bhajan. So this was also the time when the Meera group came together.
Yes. Oh, there is a beautiful story I would like to say here.
Sure.
I have already mentioned once in one of the interviews here. But again, I would like to say that in that particular program, then Swami asked me about one of the very famous song. That is a Meera song. He used to tell, do you know, Pyare Darshan Dijo Aay? So I was wondering, I have never heard of these lines. I knew few songs of Meera, but not this particular. So I told Swami, no Swami, I don't know. He became furious. He just showed his hand to me as if he's going to slap on my face that how can you say no? You should know this bhajan, this song. That was showing me in that way. I was taking it that way. I got scared. Then he told, you must learn this song. So, and suddenly from my heart also it came out. I also told her, yes Swami, today only I will learn and I'll show you tomorrow. And then Swami was very happy. Good boy. And he gave me Pad Namaskar and I sat back. I went back to hostel. I started thinking what I have spoken. I don't know what is a song, what are the lyrics, where I'll find, who is to sing, why Swami knows, how Swami knows this song. Then I started searching for the song. I started talking to the old friends and all the musical friends. What about this song? Where Swami heard? Who is to sing? Then they told that Mrs. Subbulakshmi, who was a Carnatic singer, great devotee of Swami.
Yes.
She used to sing this song for Swami.
Okay.
And Swami will follow each and every word of the song along with her. She will sing, Swami will be singing along with her. When I heard this in hostel, I told, oh, I should pick up this song somehow. But I couldn't find the recording.
Okay, yes.
I could get the lyrics. So what I did, next day morning I went to my college and I requested my madam, Shri Kumundi Mundukar. She used to teach me Hindustani music. I requested madam, Swami yesterday, he asked me about one particular song. I mean the lyrics, but I don't know the tune. What we will do, please help me out and we will tune it today somehow. We'll get the song in some shape that it should sound in some tune and Swami should say something about the tune or Swami should not be angry that, oh, I didn't do anything. So madam told, yes, of course we'll do. So we both sat and we did some tuning to the lyrics and somehow I got the shape of song. Some kind of, in that particular evening again Swami called us and he asked me, did you learn the song? Then proudly I said, yes Swami, because I have done something to the song.
Yes
Swami, I have done something. He told, okay, show me. So there was a tune I would like to show the tune.
Yes, sure,
which was like, दर्शन दे जो आए प्यारे दर्शन दे जो आए तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे दर्शन दे जो आ प्यारे दर्शन दे जो आ. This what I'm singing is a Polish version which Swami has polished for months and months. Then I got this particular tune. But when the first time I showed, it was yes. in some different shape.
Okay.
But Swami was so lovingly, he told me he had the tune, but he couldn't recognize that particular tune which Subbulakshmi used to sing for Swami.
Yes.
I was telling, no, this is not the one.
Okay.
So I was wondering, yeah, I know this is not the one which you expected, but I have somehow tuned it, Swami, so please accept it. But very lovingly told, okay, okay, good, good, but you need to practice more. Then it will be sounding good. I told, yes, Swami. Thereafter, every day I used to show this bhajan to him, and he used to refine it, retune it, that this word should be spoken in that way, kamal should be kaval, and this word should be in particular way, you should sing in that way. In this way, he polished the song, and after some months, I should say 6 months or 7 months, song came in a particular form, which sounds very good.
Of course, it is. I still consider it as your masterpiece.
Yes,
even though you sang it so many times, close to 100 times in front of Swami.
Yes.
Still, I would say that I never felt it boring.
Yes.
And of course, now you're saying that Swami himself polished the song physically.
Yes.
So I can see that why the song is so divine.
Yes.
So now, for the sake of the audience, could you sing the song right from the beginning with that alap that you generally used to sing in the mandir?
Surely.
Did you add this alap later? Or?
Yes, later only. That's what Swami polished it.
Okay.
I tuned this bhajan with the help of my madam. And then I thought, you know, something should be there in the beginning. So it's a Krishna song, Meera, and meaning says that Meera wants Krishna to give darshan to her. So I told, okay, let's have a alap where Meera says Krishna, 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 and then song start with that, please come and give darshan to me. So I have put one alap also
in
this.
Very well. So if you could sing that, it'll be amazing.
Surely. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, darshan de jo a pyare darshan de jo a tum bin rayo na jaye pyare tum bin rayo na jaye pyare darshan de jo a pyare darshan de jo a jal bin kamal chand bin rajni aise tum dekhya bin sajni aakul vyakul firu rena dina birha kale jokha birha kale jokha pyare darshan de jo a pyare darshan de jo a.
Welcome back, dear listeners. And now before we listen to the full song with the instruments in Brother Kaustubh's voice, here is the meaning of this beautiful melody where Meera pines for her Lord and pleads for His darshan. Beloved, come and show yourself to me. I cannot stay without you. Darling, when I do not see you, I am like the lotus without water, night without the moon. Anxious and distressed, I spend the whole night. The agony of separation has eaten up my heart. There is no hunger during day. There is no sleep at night. My mouth does not utter a word. Where shall I speak? What shall I say? Come and remove my anguish. Why do you tease me, O Lord, who pervade the inner soul? O Master, show mercy and come and meet me. Meera is your servant. Birth after birth, she has fallen at your feet.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna. Darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj. Tum bin rayo na jaaye pyare, tum bin rayo na jaaye pyare, darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj. Jal bin kamal, chanda bin rajani. Jal bin kamal, chanda bin rajani. Aise tum dekha bin sajani. Aise tum dekha bin sajani. Aakul vyakula firu rehna dina, aakul vyakula firu rehna dina, birha kale jokha, birha kale jokha, pyare darshan di jo aaj pyare, darshan di jo divasan bhook neend nahi rehna, divasan bhook neend nahi rehna, mukh sukhat na aave bena, kaha kahu kuch kahat na ve, kaha kahu kuch kahat na ve, mil kar tapata bujha, mil
बोल कर तपत बुझा प्यारे दर्शन दीजोआ प्यारे दर्शन दीजोआ दर्शन दीजोआ प्यारे दर्शन दीजोआ तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे दर्शन
Welcome back, dear listeners. We just listened to Brother Kaustubh, and the best part of this incident is that Swami had also explained beautifully to Brother Kaustubh the meaning and emotion of the whole song, line by line, so that he may, and we all may, absorb the essence of Meera's bhava. Kaustubh pointed out to me how our beloved Lord was totally lost in Meera's devotion. As he narrated the story, there was a tear in the divine eye as the Lord talked about Meera's devotion. Well, dear listeners, now here is another Meera bhajan by none other than M.S. Subbalakshmi, famous Indian Carnatic singer, who in fact played the role of Meera in the 1945 Tamil movie and won Swami's admiration.
लाज राखी तुम भगायो जी द्रौपदी की लाज राखी तुम भगायो जी हरि तुम्हारो जनकी भक्त कारण रूप नर हरि Hariyo Bashari Bhak Sakaran Rupanar Hari Hariyo Bashari Harinakashyap Maralin Ho Harinakashyap Maralin Ho Hariyo Nathinathe Hari Tu Baharo Janake दुख जहां तहां फिर हरे 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 तुम्हारो जनकी भी
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the 2007 Kodaikanal trip, Swami, as usual, gave shopping money to his students. And with back-to-back Meera Bhajans during that trip, Brother Sai Giridhar, who is currently a research scholar in the Department of Chemistry, who was part of Swami's group, decided to buy a small Mirabai idol and gift it back to Swami. You know, Swami later spent his time with the students to find out what each of them had purchased. When it was Brother Sai Giridhar's turn, he went to Swami with the Mirabai idol. Bhagwan placed a hand on the idol and said, "It is nice, keep it." Then Giridhar replied, he said, "Swami, this is a gift for you. This is Mirabai. Please keep it with you." Swami, with a beautiful smile, said, "This is only an idol. Mirabai is in me. She is not separate from me." Well, dear listeners, a stamp of authenticity from the Lord Himself to His beloved devotee even after hundreds of years. And with that beautiful incident, here is another amazing Meera Bhajan, Jo Tum Chodo Pia. And the meaning of this bhajan goes thus: Beloved, you may break away from me, I will not. Krishna, if our relationship is broken, with whom can I unite? You are the tree, I am the bird. You are the lake, I am the fish. You are the mountain, I am the peacock. You are the moon, I am the chakora bird. You are the pearl, I am the string. You are gold, I am the cleansing powder. Meera says, O Lord who reside in Vrindavan, you are my master, I am your servant.
Krishna, Krishna kaun sang jodo jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re tose preet todi Krishna कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ू रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू पतिया तुम भई सरोवर मैं भई मछिया तुम भई गिरीवर मैं भई छारा तुम भई चंदा मैं भई चकोरा तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ू रे तो से पीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
मुरली मनोहर
कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर 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 मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर
मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर मीरा के प्रभु ब्रिज के
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about Mother Meera in today's episode, one of the prolific woman saints of India. Mother Meera, a disciple of Sri Guru Ravidas, in her later years went on a pilgrimage to Mathura, Vrindavan and Dwaraka. She lived in Dwaraka, Vrindavan in her final days, where she merged into the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Even today, Hindu temples such as one in Chittorgarh Fort are dedicated to Meerabai's memory. Now here is an account of her final moments as told to us by Bhagwan in his discourse on May of 1987. Swami says, and I quote, "She ran towards Dwaraka through forests and hills, defying storm and rain, singing all the way and calling on Krishna, Krishna. Reaching Dwaraka, she entered the temple but found the doors of the sanctum closed. Despite all her efforts, the doors would not open. She cried out, 'O Krishna, do you think with the cymbal in one hand and Tanpura in the other, I can hold on to your lotus feet? See, I am throwing them away. I shall not give you up and you cannot get away from me. Abandoning everything, I will cling to your feet.' Crying in anguish, Meera knocked her head against the door of the sanctum. That very moment, she fell into a swoon. An effulgent flame emerged from her body and merged into the Krishna idol. Few can understand the ways in which devotion manifests itself among the lovers of God. Human relations come and go, but the association with God is eternal." Unquote. Truly, dear listeners, through all the trials and tribulations, Mother Meera held on to her faith. She showed the world that with steadfast devotion, one is sure to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. But one might wonder, well, there are different names and different forms of the Lord, and who else knows us better than our dearest Satisai? To ease our confusions, our Bhagwan, on 29th of April 1963, said, "Meera loved the name Giridhari, meaning mountain holder. To her, that Leela appeased as the most significant and the most symbolic of the Lord's glory. The name that pleases you and arouses the sweetest and purest love is best for you." Profound indeed. And with that, dear listeners, let us now listen to another beautiful Meera bhajan, "Mare Ghar Aoji." And the meaning of this song goes thus. "Come home, dear beloved. I shall place before you my body, mind, wealth, everything. I shall worship you. You're full of good qualities and I am full of bad qualities. Even though I have no good qualities, you will forgive me." Meera says, "O Lord, when can I see you? Without you, my eyes ache."
No!
Welcome back, dear listeners. Bhagwan in Dhyana Vahini says, contentment gives all spiritual aspirants the enthusiasm and vigor necessary for treading the path that leads to realization of God. Contented, the aspirant can ignore the dangers and difficulties of the path. The aspirant treats all the impermanent things of this life as poison and discards them as trash. Discrimination, renunciation, and the spirit of inquiry develop through contentment. The story of Meera is an example of this. Unquote. Indeed, what a soulful example for us all. Well, dear listeners, the time in the studios is 3:21 p.m. and it is almost time for us to conclude the show, and it only seems apt to end this episode with a short guided meditation talk by Dr. Srikant Sola, cardiologist at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, on Param Bhakti or intense devotion. The kind of devotion that Mother Meera had for her Giridhari, the kind of which all of us aspire to have for our beloved Bhagwan. And I sincerely hope all the dear listeners felt at least an iota of the love Meera Bai had for Lord Krishna by listening to her songs and stories. Dear listeners, your suggestions and feedback are welcome to listener@radiosai.org. And after this, we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari, hosted by Brother Ganesh. Until next week, Jai Sai Ram.
Extreme devotion to Swami. That's the name of this third technique, this third tool. This is called extreme devotion to Swami. This is, in Sanskrit, called Param Bhakti. I want you to feel that if Swami doesn't come to you right now, you're not going to be able to live. Can you generate that level of devotion for God? Very good. Let's begin. Make yourself comfortable. Go ahead and breathe in and out. I want you to feel that Swami is going to come to you. Swami must come. Close your eyes. Keep your hands steady. Keep your body steady. If you have itches and twitches, if your body's aching here and there, just let it go because you don't care. All you care about is God coming to you. Breathe in deeply, in and out. Breathe in God's energy. And breathe out God's energy. Other sounds may come, other sensations may come. You don't bother with any of those. Just focus on God before you. Feel Swami before you. See Him standing before you. Call on Him. Cry out to Him. Insist that He come to you. Do the meditation that you know, that you wish. But yearn for Swami so deeply that He must come. Breathe in deeply and breathe out deeply. Breathe in God and breathe out God. I have no other concern other than being with Swami right now. Call more intensely. Yearn more intensely. Forget your body. Forget where you are. Let that devotion for God consume you. Yearn more intensely still. Ignore your physical sensations and thoughts. Let them be burnt in your devotion to God. In one final burst, call Swami to come to you. Such intensity that you feel that you're going to burst. Forget your body and just be consumed by your love for God. Breathe in deeply. One last deep breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Give thanks to Swami for this wonderful opportunity. And know that you can call on Swami just like this at any time. And then gradually come back.
Mira kaha prabhu giridhar nagar मिले सहज मिले अविनाशी रे पग घुंघरु रे पग घुंघरु रे पग घुंघरु पाघ मिरन